Cheryl Casciani. I'm lowering this for you, babe. So Cheryl invited us to do an Art to Dine For this fall, I guess. Last fall. It was so much fun. The Creative Alliance attracts such cool and interesting people, and we went to this really wonderful like space in Station North, and there was all these artists and just curious, open-minded people, and we did a workshop, and there was just great stories, as always. So anyway, here's Cheryl. She's on the board of the Creative Alliance.
So I've never done anything like this before, so I was secretly hoping they wouldn't pull my name. But I was inspired by the young man who told the story about going west with his dad, because as I sat there and tried to decide whether I should put my name in the hat, I thought, you know, it wasn't 21, but it was 22, and it's actually probably my coming-of-age story, was when I drove west with my mother. When he talked about IUP, that's about 10 times the size of my hometown in western Pennsylvania. So I'm from a place of 2,500 people, which is completely unexposed to anything. And I graduated from high school, and I was going to college at the University of Pennsylvania, which I did, and that was our first exposure to a city. And when I came, I was an engineer, and when it came time to decide where to, I had job offers, because a female engineer in 1982 was exotic. And so you could get a job. You showed up for the interview, you were could speak and sit at the same time, and you you could get a job. I wasn't stupid, but, you know, it wasn't that hard. So I get job offers in various places, and one of them is to work in the oil industry in Los Angeles. And I remember making the call to my mother. I was thrilled because I had decided that I was actually going to take this, because it was so, now that was like really exotic to move from Johnsonburg, Pennsylvania to Los Angeles. I thought, what, you know, why not? So I called her up and I tell her, you know, I got this job and I'm going to move to Los Angeles. And her exact words were, well, we certainly wanted you to have these opportunities, but we never thought you would take them. So now I graduate from college. Panic is setting into my family. Oh, my God, she's moving to Los Angeles. And our only exposure to cities was quickly get her to college, and then they would escape on the Schuylkill Expressway as fast as they could, because they were really panicked being in cities. My plan was to drive to Los Angeles, and a friend of mine, I played college basketball. I know I don't look like it. And my plan was to drive to Los Angeles with my other friend who played basketball, and she was enormous. And I felt safe doing this with her. So we don't have any money, my family. And so the plan to raise money for this trip, and I'm going to work for an oil company, and they have a lot of money, and they're going to pay to ship everything. But we don't really even know kind of what that means, because we don't have exposure to these kinds of things. And so, but I decide I want to drive, and they'll ship my, like, twin bed. And, like, that's what we own. That's what I own. I didn't own anything. So we had a yard sale to make money to go on this trip. And about a week before this was supposed to happen, but I'm short, but I'm not that short. About a week before this is supposed to happen, my college friend says she can't go. So, I don't know what to do. So I say to my mother, who's, you know, she's, we don't go anywhere. So I say, do you want to go? Do you want to drive to Los Angeles with me? Now, mind you, the car that I own, we just bought. I don't know who bought this car. I didn't have any money, so I guess my dad bought me this car.
I got it.
Let me just hold it. I don't really do that well. Just told her not to turn it. See, it doesn't go down that low, right? Is that the problem? It's reached its limit. Okay. So the car that I own is a white Toyota Corolla that my father must have, I guess my parents bought it. And I had told him I wanted a stick shift. Well, I don't know how to drive a stick shift. So now I own a stick shift that I could barely get home from Dubois, not Dubois. It is western Pennsylvania. And we kind of sort of figured that stick shift out, and now I am driving this car with the stick shift with my mother to Los Angeles. and off we go. And we think it's kind of cool because if you stay in Holiday Inns as you drive across the country, when you get to one, they will call ahead and make the next reservation. So we're thinking, oh my God, that's amazing. So we string together Holiday Inns, and we go from Johnsonburg to Lexington to Memphis. I don't remember the order of things. I'm old now, so I actually don't remember stuff about the geography of the country. But there was a lot. There was a Memphis stop. We spent some time in Albuquerque. There was a Las Vegas stop. That place is gross. Grand Canyon. We spent some time in the Grand Canyon. That was lovely. So now we get to Los Angeles, and I realize I'm afraid to drive in a city. Driving across the country is one thing, but now you are in a city with freeways. And as much as I'm working for the oil industry, they actually didn't, like, help me figure out where to live. They put me up in the Holiday Inn on Santa Monica, looking out at the ocean, which is lovely. And the only two streets I know, because it was Lincoln Boulevard and Manchester Boulevard. So we find the little local paper. We look for every apartment we can find that is off of Lincoln Boulevard and Santa Monica Boulevard, and I end up with an apartment that is in the landing pattern of Los Angeles International Airport. It is in a place where nobody else in ARCO, where my company, lived, but you don't know. You're from Johnsonburg, Pennsylvania. You're in Los Angeles. This seemed like an okay place to live. I liked it because it was on the first floor with all these windows, and my mother's like, oh, my God. It's on the first floor with all these windows. So my neighbors were Julio and Karen. He made his living doing God knows what. And she made her living selling T-shirts in the parking lot at the gas station on the corner. And I had a blue gabardine suit with a briefcase. And I was off to the corner every morning to go to get the 5:30 bus to downtown Los Angeles to work in the oil industry with Julio and Karen. And I came of age in Los Angeles, and you let your mind think about what all that might mean. And when I finally left Los Angeles after 3 years, my white car was with me. I could, in fact, drive on freeways by then. My first freeway trip was to Dodger Stadium. If you know me, you know that was a happy trip. And we actually left. I left on a plane, and my car left separately because I had snapped an Achilles tendon right before my relocation to Dallas. And that white car was with me until I went to graduate school, and it got stolen on the streets of New Haven. So that's my story.